Now, Sam Cedar on the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
We are back on the Majority Report, Air America Radio, streaming at airamericaradio.com, blogging at majorityreportradio.com. My name is Sam Cedar. Janine Garofalo out of town. On the phone, Jim Brady, executive editor of WashingtonPost.com, here to talk to us about his decision last week to shut down reader comments that were apparently criticizing columnist Deborah Howell. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Hey, Sam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Now, my producers told me that you were a former sports reporter or editor and that you think the 86 Mets were the best team or something like that?
I'm a Long Island kid, so I got to go with the 86
All right.
Mets.
Well, I don't want to go there anywhere near there because I'm a Red Sox fan. So let's leave that aside.
You guys have your championship now, too. So.
I guess that's true. I feel a little less. So let's not even talk about that. But now, Deborah Howell, she is the ombudsperson of the paper. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us what – now, this Abramoff scandal is obviously pretty big, wouldn't you say?
Uh-huh.
Tell us exactly what the turn of events were because, I mean, well, let's just start with this. This Abramoff thing, how, in terms of scandals of the past, in terms of Congress and whatnot, how large would you say this looms both as an electoral issue and as an issue of good governance?
That's obviously a pretty big scandal. The lobbying industry in the last, 20 years has grown into this behemoth. And obviously, a lot of the things that were happening in that industry were not above board. And I think it's a reasonably big scandal. And I think one that the Post has done a lot of reporting on. In fact, they've been in the lead in this story from the start. What happened in this particular case was a week ago Sunday, Deborah wrote a column in which she talked about, had a line in there that said essentially that Abramoff had donated money both to Democrats and Republicans, which was inaccurate, which she clarified on Thursday and corrected very explicitly in her column on Sunday.
But so she wrote this on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
She clarified it on Thursday. What was it that caused her to make a clarification? Because we've been talking about this Abramoff thing for a while, and that's mm-hmm. been fairly well known out there that Abramoff, now we're talking about his personal donation.
Correct.
Because this
Correct.
Guy was a Bush pioneer. He raised $100,000 for Bush and Cheney. But he also gave about, $180,000 to Republicans and none to Democrats.
Right. And that was the genesis of the problem, which was what she was saying is based on the Post reporting that he certainly directed money to both parties, although even in that case directed more money to Republicans and Democrats. But he certainly directed money to Democrats.
Now, she said this on Thursday.
Yeah. And on Thursday, what she put up was a clarification saying, I should have said that he directed money. He did not make any personal donations.
What spurred her to write that correction?
I think a lot of it was the feedback that we got on the site. Obviously, people were very upset about it. There was a ton of posts on the internal blog that were not internal, but the blog about the site that we have. And, we talked to her on Thursday, as did the paper, about putting a clarification up a little bit ahead of her column that was going to be in the paper on Sunday. And so she did that.
So it was the reader comments that spurred her to make the correction. And do you think, let me ask you this. If the readers hadn't commented, do you think that she would have corrected it?
You'd have to ask her that. I don't know. Obviously, it's one of the things I think is great about reader feedback is that it can, it can take, an opinion that many, many have and turn it into a situation where reporters or editors had to try to deal with it or address it prior to, addressing it in the paper. So I think it had an impact. I think from our perspective, where it got problematic was after she posted the clarification on Thursday.
People weren't satisfied.
Well, they weren't satisfied and beyond. They hadn't been satisfied all week, so that really wasn't the issue. People had been beating up on her column and on her for the most.
That's a pretty big. She may have been, inartful, but it is a little bit scary when the person who's supposed to be sort of the watchdog of this stuff actually is reporting stuff that's not true.
Yeah, I would not want to speak for her because I've never been an ombudsman anywhere, but clearly it caused an uproar that we addressed online, and I think that, as I said, for a couple of days, the Post was getting beat up pretty good through our own blog, which was fine. I think the problem was Thursday after we put the clarification up, it didn't seem to satisfy people. In fact, it seemed to enrage them a little bit more to the point where the amount of stuff we were getting into the blog and the amount of things that we were having to take out sort of overwhelmed our ability to manage it. And
now you said that in her clarification on Thursday, she said that Abramoff directed his clients to give to Democrats and to Republicans.
Yes.
More to Republicans. What does that mean, directed?
Well, we have, you know, the Post has run articles quoting emails that he wrote asking for money to be donated to, you know, congressmen and on both sides of the aisle. So this is something we've run in the paper over the last couple of months. And, you know, as everybody knows, Abramoff is very fond of email and used a lot of it.
Now let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Now, you're aware of the fact that all of his clients who he supposedly directed to give to Democrats had already been giving to Democrats.
I'm not aware of that myself, but I'll take your word on it.
Well, I mean, that's what Bloomberg reported about, I guess it was back in December 21st.
Yeah. I mean, I can't speak to what Bloomberg reported. I just know what the Post has reported.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think actually even Sue Schmidt back in last year also reported that once Abramoff became the lobbyist for these Indian tribes that gave the money, their money that they gave to Democrats actually went down.
Right. I mean, and I think the bottom line is what Deborah reported and what we've been saying is that he directed money to Democrats. We didn't compare it to what was being directed to Democrats prior.
I mean, how do you know? I mean, but here's my point is that if we get a new change in executives here at Air America, mm-hmm. and the guy sends out an email, Sam, I want you to talk about how George Bush is not doing a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
Is he directing me to do that? I mean, I've been doing that for 2 years.
Probably not. Probably not. But this is, you know, donating, moving money around.
But isn't that the same situation with Abramoff? I mean, if we know, and because, you know, there's been breakdowns now of it. I mean, we got Bloomberg, but there's some other guy who's actually been reporting this. I guess it's on the blogs that I guess it's Brad DeLong. He says, for example, the Saginaw Chippewa gave $279,000 to Democrats over 97 to 2000. And $277,000 over 2001 and 2004. And in fact, the three major Indian tribes that he gave that were his clients that gave money to Democrats gave something like 30% less once they had him as a lobbyist. I mean, so what's the relevance of him saying this?
The relevance of saying it is that, you know, this is, you know, as we've been reporting, well, again, we're not comparing it to what he asked people to donate previously. What we're saying is that
no, but I mean, this is before. This is before he was there.
No, I know they were donating before as well, right? But I mean, reported is that he was still directing, and I don't think we're trying to compare it to what he was doing before. But everyone has been pretty on record about the fact that I think it's obvious that this is primarily a Republican scandal. But I think, you know, the idea that that Democrats have had no involvement in this whatsoever, I think, has also taken it too far the other direction, which is they may have been getting less money than they were getting before. They were getting money that was directed by Abramoff through his clients.
But that's status quo. I mean, if you were to say that the scandal's about people getting money from lobbyist clients, well, then there really is no scandal. I mean, the scandal is that Abramoff was doing this stuff illicitly, and there was a quid pro quo, and there's no evidence that there's any Democrats that have gotten this, right?
No, that there was a quid pro quo, no. And I don't think anybody said that. We're talking about where the money was directed, period. And again, I think the Post has done a fair amount of reporting that's bulletproof on where that money was going. Now, right.
Well, let me ask you about that, actually. You posted up some type of registry of where donations were sent. And in fact, in this, who's Hugh Hewitt?
Who is he?
Yeah.
I assume you guys know who he is.
I honestly do not know who Hugh Hewitt is. I have this thing that you did an interview with Hugh Hewitt.
Right. He's a talk show host.
Okay. And at one point you said that, first you said, this struck me as a little bit weird. You said that when she wrote it in the column, you're talking about Howell, it was phrased in a way that made him seem like he was personally giving money to the Democrats, of which there isn't proof of at this point.
Right.
Where would this extra proof come from? I mean, we've seen his records of who he's given money. Is there something else that you know that we don't know yet?
I would imagine that's probably just too much parsing of words. It was just, you know, you're on a radio interview and you're saying what you're saying, and may never be any.
All right, fair enough. I mean, I was formerly a comedian, so I'm pretty precise with this stuff. Let me ask you this. What she should have said on Thursday, she put up on the blog, was that he did direct contribution to Democrat, which is undeniable. There's lots of documents to show that. Well, the only documents that you guys have put up yet is this one document that's like a torn out from a list of the Cuchetta requests, right?
Right.
Have you double-checked that information?
Well, I mean, one thing I get off, you know, should say right off the top, I mean, again, I work for the website, not the paper, and I'm not in the middle of the reporting on this, but So I can't speak to whether it's verified, but the bottom line is it was in the paper, which means it was verified prior to that. So I'm pretty comfortable with that.
I mean, just because it said it's undeniable, but apparently this guy Mark Schmidt on Talking Points Cafe compared that list that's up there to a list that was done by the Center for Responsive Politics. That list implies that $4,000 was directed to Democrats. It turns out that only $500 of that $4,000 made it to a Democrat.
Well, I mean, that's his take on it. Obviously, the Post has its own take on it. It's done years' worth of reporting on this. And, you know, I would just stand by what the Post has reported on this already because, you know, they're not putting...
Even without double-checking it?
Well, I'm sure they double, triple, quadruple checked it. I'm just saying that I wasn't someone involved in the reporting of that story, so I can't vouch for it.
So, it, I mean, it's... All right. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, you can understand why people are upset about this, right? I mean, because, I mean, you guys, the Washington Post is a very important newspaper. It's probably the paper of record in terms of what's going on in Washington. When you go on to Hugh Hewitt's show or Deborah Howell writes that it's undisputed that he directed money to these Democrats, they actually got less money once Abramoff became the lobbyist. And then the proof that you put up is actually refuted by the Center for Responsive Politics. That's not really undeniable.
Well, there's plenty of documents beyond what was put up on the Weber and the story. There's documents that were the paper was working off of that they haven't made public yet because there's other reporting you can do when you have documents like that. You don't necessarily make them public and tip off your competitors to what you're trying to report.
Will those be made public soon? Or
that's not my decision. That's Len's decision.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you can understand why people are upset about this stuff, right?
Sure. No, I mean, there was a column in which something was written that was factually incorrect, and it was corrected over the course of a couple of days, and then it was corrected again in her
column. Then the directed thing, though, is a little bit tenuous, too, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know that that's tenuous. I think, you know, again, the Post, you know, I think it really just comes down to how much do you trust the Washington Post. We've done a year's worth of reporting on this, and there's a consensus among people who've done the reporting on this that there's not much doubt that money was directed to Democrats by Abramoff. Whether it's more or less than it was before is certainly something that can be looked at, but no one's made any of those claims. They're just saying that money was actually directed. And I think we're comfortable with that, you know, and I think over time that will bear itself out, but I can't speak to how it will bear itself out because that's Len's domain and not mine.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, appreciate it, James.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back on the Majority Report. We'll take your calls. 866-303-2270. I guess it depends on what the definition of directed is. We'll be right back.
The Majority Report. Slaying right-wing lies with only one weapon. The truth. And charm. And also humor. The Majority Report on Air America Radio.